4, 3, 2, 1.
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca, and today your English will definitely improve. Now, what is beauty to you? It's easy to look at something and, based upon its outward appearance, judge whether or not it's beautiful. However, sometimes you need to look beyond the beauty of the outer layer. Well, we are going to learn more about this in the lesson Beauty and the Beast. And here's a question for you to think about. What does Maurice stumble upon? Of course, Maurice is one of the characters in the story Beauty and the Beast, and he will stumble upon something. But what is it? Well, friends, open up your magazines because it's time to begin. Let's go.
Beauty and the Beast. Most people would agree that the impressive music in the 1991 movie musical makes it a fan favorite. The songs were written by the great writing team Alan Menken and Howard Ashman. Each song helps tell the story in its own unique way. The opening song, Belle, introduces us to beautiful Belle and her village. Later in the movie, Belle's father, Maurice, becomes lost in the forest and stumbles upon a castle. It is the home of the Beast, a prince who has been cursed.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先我们来看 impressive 这个形容词，它前面的 impress 可以当动词，意思是留下印象，尤其是好的印象。例如 Jonathan hoped to impress his girlfriend's parents. Jonathan 希望可以让他的女朋友的父母对他有好印象。而 impress 后面再加上 ive 就变成形容词，在文章里Impressive 是在形容 music， 也就是说音乐非常令人赞赏。当某人或某件事物因为非常优秀、美丽或是重要而让人有深刻的印象，就可以用 impressive 来形容。例如 Louis's speech was very impressive because of his 3 main points. Louis 的演讲中的三个要点让人对他所说的话有深刻的印象。或是When you hike into the forest, you will suddenly see an impressive waterfall. 当你健行进入森林后，你会看到一个非常壮观的瀑布。接下来我们来看片语动词 stumble upon。动词 to stumble 意思是指摔倒或绊倒。例如 ，It's easy to stumble if you're walking in the dark. 当你在黑暗中行走，会容易绊倒。如果知道是什么东西让人绊倒，就可以说 stumble over。例如 ，It was hard to walk through the creek because I kept stumbling over the rocks。在溪水中走动很困难，因为我一直被水中的石头绊倒。但是文章中的片语动词是 stumble upon， 它的意思是跟 stumble over 完全不同的。stumble upon 意思是偶然发现或看到，譬如说。Helen stumbled upon this little bookstore in the alley. Helen 在巷子内偶然发现到一家小书店。
Well, hello, and thank you very much, Jack. Friends, my name is Gabe, and it's great to be here as we continue discussing Beauty and the Beast.
That's right. Well, we want to get right into our lesson.Most people would agree that the impressive music in the 1991 movie musical makes it a fan favorite. Now, if you remember yesterday, we were talking about how the 1991 animated version of the movie Beauty and the Beast is probably the favorite of all the different versions.
Exactly. The favorite. That's why our lesson perhaps calls it a fan favorite. So people who love the story of Beauty and the Beast, maybe just the simple motif and the themes, maybe they've seen different versions, and this is the fan favorite. This is the one they love the most. So that's what this phrase, well, what does this phrase fan favorite mean?
Well, the idea with this phrase fan favorite is that someone or something is very popular among its supporters or among a group of people. Among its fans.
That's right. So maybe you think of a singer or a band, and of course, there are some songs that a lot of people really like, and some songs that maybe only a few people like. Well, the ones that people really like, a lot of people, could be called fan favorites. Almost every concert, the band will perform those songs, like maybe a lot of you know Bai An. And, you know, she wrote a song a while ago that became a fan favorite. I think it's called 什么让我遇见这样的你, right? And it's kind of a slow ballad, but it's a fan favorite for sure. Or maybe Maroon 5, Sugar, is a fan favorite.
Those are some excellent examples, Gabe. And of course, back to our lesson of Beauty and the Beast. Now, one of the things that probably made Beauty and the Beast a fan favorite is the music. I think, Gabe, you would probably agree, the music in Beauty and the Beast is incredible.
Well, you know what? When I was reading this, and it was the music that makes it a fan favorite, I was thinking, yeah, Disney, like, really does a good job at making incredible music that is memorable, and it makes their movies stand out, you know, different from other movies, for sure.
Well, we continue learning about the music. The songs were written by the great writing team Alan Menken and Howard Ashman. Each song helps tell the story in its own unique way. Now, we see this word written, you know, how songs were written, and another word that kind of means the same thing is the word to compose. This just means to produce music, poetry, or other writings of some sort.
That's right. And usually I think of music when I think of someone composing something. But Rebecca, you're right. You said like poetry and maybe even different kinds of art, right? You can refer to those pieces of art as compositions. It's something that the creator thought of and put down on paper when they composed something. And of course, you can refer to the person as a composer, someone who created and made that music.
So you could also say Alan Menken and Howard Ashman composed the songs that you hear in Beauty and the Beast.
Exactly. They were the composers. Now, friends, if you're interested, there is a related word, and that is an arranger or an arrangement of something. Maybe someone created the original music, but there's a different version now because there's another creative person. He's made a different arrangement of that music.
That's right. So it will still sound similar to the original composition or the original music, but it'll be a little bit different. Well, let's continue on learning about the music found in this in Beauty and the Beast. We read, the opening song Belle introduces us to beautiful Belle and her village. Imagine that. The song Belle talks about Belle.
Bonjour. Bonjour, 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 bonjour. Remember that part?
Right at the beginning?
Right at the very beginning of the movie. Exactly. Little town full of little people. I saw that movie many times. I know a lot of the lyrics. But friends, just in case you're interested, that word belle actually means beautiful, okay, or beauty. I forget which language. Maybe it's French. But yeah, beauty is called belle.
And we read later in the movie, Belle's father, Maurice, becomes lost in the forest and stumbles upon a castle. And this is the answer to the question that I had asked earlier about what Maurice stumbles upon. It's a castle.
That's right. He stumbled upon this castle. That means he came across the castle. It's the home of the beast, a prince who has been cursed. Okay, well, friends, we just learned about Belle. And have you heard of the phrase Belle of the Ball?
Well, we need to learn more about that in the Info Cloud.
Oh,
Hello, friends. Welcome back to InfoCloud. Recently, my daughter got a new dress. I think it made her feel like a princess.
That must have been pretty cute.
Sure, it was. But the funniest thing was her attitude. She was walking around like she was the belle of the ball.
Adorable. The phrase belle of the ball means someone, usually a girl, has put extra time into her appearance. She is the most attractive woman in the room.
When she arrives at a party, all eyes are on her.
A ball is a type of dance or social gathering. In some upper-class societies, a family will have a party for a young girl when she has reached adulthood. The young debutante is now officially a part of society.
The word debut comes from French and means to begin. And the word belle means beautiful in French.
And debutante, just like belle of the ball, can describe a person who is very well-dressed and gets a lot of attention at an event.
My daughter certainly got a lot of attention in her new dress.
New dresses can make any little girl feel like they are the belle of the ball.
迪士尼动画中的女主角是许多小女生模仿的对象。如果有女生为了一个特别的场合打扮得光彩夺目，你可以形容她是 belle of the ball， 也就是所有人的目光焦点，因为打扮得太漂亮了。ball 是舞会， belle 是法文美丽的意思，她也是迪士尼动画《美女与野兽》的女主角贝儿的名字。belle of the ball 就用来形容在一个特别的场合中打扮得最美丽的女生。She was the belle of the ball in her new dress. 她穿起新的连身裙，看起来相当的光彩夺目。除了 belle of the ball, debutante 也有几乎相同的意思。Debutante 是西方成年礼派对中打扮的相当美丽动人的西方女孩。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 下次云端见。
On the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about Beauty and the Beast. Now, we already learned that Maurice stumbled upon a castle. And who lives in the castle? Well, a cursed prince who is a beast. What's going to happen to Maurice? Let's find out.
Beauty and the Beast. The Beast takes Maurice prisoner until Belle arrives and offers to trade places with her father. At first, the Beast is horrible to Belle. Yet, as the song Beauty and the Beast plays, the audience watches a friendship develop. Their friendship turns into love. The curse is broken, and the Beast becomes a handsome prince. Many fairy tales teach a moral lesson, and Beauty and the Beast is no exception. In this classic story, we discover that beauty is often more than only skin deep.
我们再来看 horrible 这个形容词，通常 horrible 跟 terrible 一样，意思是非常糟糕。例如 ，The boss had to fire the worker because he did a horrible job。老板必须要解雇这个员工，因为他做的实在是很糟糕。但在文章中 ，horrible 是用来形容 beast 有多么可怕。当一个人、东西或状况令人厌恶或非常不舒服，就可以用 horrible 来形容。例如 ,the puppy made a horrible mess when it was all by itself in the house. 当小狗独自在家时就造成可怕的凌乱。如果要说某个人、东西或状况会吓人，我们可以用 horrify 这个动词。例如 ,watching the child play in the garbage dump horrified the lady. 这位女士看到小朋友在垃圾堆里玩而吓到。 最后我们来看 moral 这个形容词，意思是跟道德有关的。在文章里 moral 是用来形容 lesson， 也就是说跟道德有关的教训。 moral 也可以用来形容人，比方说 everyone knows the professor is a very moral person， 大家都知道这位教授是一位很有道德的人。 a moral 的相反就是 immoral， 例如Ivan quit his job because he didn't want to be involved in something immoral. Ivan 辞掉工作因为他不想参与没有道德的事。有时候 moral 可以直接当名词用，例如 Harrison didn't want to support that company because the company had no morals. Harrison 不想支持那家公司因为他们没有道德。 Okay, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you very much, Jack. Well, this part of the lesson is rather exciting because we know that Maurice stumbles upon this castle and there's a beast that lives there. And what's going to happen to Maurice? Well, you already know. The beast takes Maurice prisoner until Belle arrives and offers to trade places with her father.Exciting and scary all at the same time.
I know, it makes for a great story. And all those characters that I'm thinking about now, like Clocksworth and Lumiere, and so many wonderful characters and Miss Potts inside this castle. Well, the beast takes him prisoner. Belle comes and wants to trade places. That means take his place. We read, at first, the beast is horrible to Belle.Okay, so he's not treating her nicely. He's kind of treating her in the opposite way.
That's right. Yet, as the song Beauty and the Beast, that's probably one of my favorite songs, plays, well, as the song plays, the audience watches a friendship develop. Such a very beautiful part of the story.
Yeah, exactly. And that is a classic song from that movie.And I'd really admire how Disney kind of, in the middle of a song, they use a song and the animation in that song to kind of show something happening and developing. Like in the movie Frozen, I forget the name of the song, but do you want to build a snowman, right? And then all of a sudden you see how the relationship between Anna and her sister is growing apart, right? All through the use of that one song. And Beauty and the Beast does the same thing.
Exactly. And we read their friendshipturns into love. The curse is broken and the beast becomes a handsome prince. Now we want to take a look at this phrase, noun turns into noun. When might you use this phrase? Well, you can use this phrase when you want to say that something changes from one thing to something else.
And you can use it to talk about different relationships like you see in our magazine. Their friendship turned into love.Well, you could say their work relationship turned into a genuine friendship. So they weren't just coworkers, they became real friends. But you can use it not only to talk about relationships between people, but maybe like in this way. Some people like doing things for fun. It's fun for them until it becomes their work. So the musician's fun turned into work.When he started doing music for work, it wasn't fun after a while.
That's right. And of course, in our lesson, we're talking about how this friendship between Belle and the Beast turns into love. And this is a very important part because when Belle actually starts to fall in love with the Beast, in that moment, that's when the curse is broken.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember in the cartoon, the Disney version, it wasn't until she said the words, I love you. Remember?
Ah, yes, you're right.
But I think maybe you're right. Even before that, she started to fall in love with the prince. Well, we read here, many fairy tales teach a moral lesson, and Beauty and the Beast is no exception. That means it's no different. In this classic story, we discover that beauty is often more than only skin deep.
And we want to take a look at that phrase, beauty is only skin deep, or is skin deep. And this just means, or you can use this to say that a person's character is more important than how they look. You don't want to just judge someone based upon their outward appearance. Look at their character and who they are as a person.
That's right. Now, when might you use this phrase? Maybe someone is interested in dating somebody, And you want to warn your friend, hey, be careful, you know, don't just go after this person because they're beautiful. Beauty is often skin deep, or beauty is only skin deep. Make sure you get to know the person and that her character is great as well.
That's right. Now, we've talked a little bit about the wonderful music in Beauty and the Beast, and right now it's time for another song about butterflies.
Oh, yeah, the idiom, butterflies in my stomach.
Yeah,
let's take a listen.
I've got butterflies in my stomach. I've got butterflies in my stomach. Am I nervous or unwell? I can't tell. I've got butterflies in my stomach.
Gabe, why do people say I've got butterflies in my stomach?
Well, sometimes we get so nervous or excited, it's like butterflies are flying around in there. And remember in Beauty and the Beast, when Belle and the Beast both dress up and get ready for their first really nice evening dinner?
Yeah, I bet they were pretty nervous.
You know, I bet they were thinking something like this.
I've got butterflies in my stomach. I've got butterflies in my stomach. Am I nervous or unwell? I can't tell. I've got butterflies in my stomach.
You know when I get nervous, Gabe? When I have to talk to someone about something uncomfortable and I don't want to have the conversation.
Like if they did something that made you kind of angry?
Exactly.
You know, I have an idea, Jack, to help you calm down before you have that difficult conversation.
I've got butterflies in my stomach. I've got butterflies in my stomach. Am I nervous or well? I can tell. I've got butterflies in my stomach.
Oh, but do you know when I really have butterflies in my stomach?
When you eat butterflies?
No. When I'm feeling sick with the stomach flu. It feels kind of the same as if I'm really nervous.
And do you know when I get really sick?
When?
When I go up into space, there's no gravity there.
I'm sure that happens often. But you know, I know what the astronauts are singing, Jack.
I've got butterflies in my stomach. I've got butterflies in my stomach. Am I nervous or unwell? I can't tell. I've got butterflies in my stomach.
Oh, I think I have butterflies in my stomach.
Oh no. Jack, are you nervous about something? Or did you eat something kind of strange?
No, I just had my 珍珠奶茶.
Oh, well, Jack, I don't think those are butterflies in your stomach. I think they're just 珍珠.
Oh.
And what are you doing with that big plastic straw anyway, Jack?
I've got butterflies in my stomach. I've got butterflies in my stomach. Am I nervous or unwell? I can't tell. I've got butterflies in my stomach.
What a beautiful story. I do love the story of Beauty and the Beast because it shows what happens when you love someone unconditionally. And of course, in our story, the Beast, who was a cursed prince, became a handsome prince again because of Belle's love for him. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today. And we have more to learn next time right here on Studio Classroom.
Yours at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.